This is Points North. I'm Dan Wanchura. All right, shifting from pilots to passengers. Every summer, millions of visitors fly into airports across Michigan. And you may see some odd signs when you go through airport security. IPR's Max Johnston is here to explain. Hey, Max.
Hey, Dan.
All right, what are these signs?
So there are some pictures going around on social media, in particular one from the Pelston Regional Airport that was bouncing around on Facebook a few weeks back. It was of a sign near the security scanning station, you know, where you put your carry-on luggage through an x-ray machine. And it was asking passengers to, and I'm quoting here, please remove fudge from carry-on bags.
And why might a passenger have to do that, Max?
Well, frankly, Dan, in the x-ray machine, fudge kind of looks like C4, which is a plastic explosive.
Yeesh.
So the TSA kindly asks that you remove fudge and scan it through separately.
Okay, so do you have any idea how much fudge is going through airports in Michigan?
Now, there's not a database for fudge in airports, but there's clearly enough that three airports in northern Michigan, Cherry Capital, Pelston Regional, and Chippewa Central in the UP, have all put out the call to passengers to take it out of your baggage.
Is this pretty unique to northern Michigan, or are there other products the TSA is on the lookout for?
Well, so the TSA actually has what they call region-specific recommendations for security. So different products in different parts of the country that go through security that they want to keep an eye out for. In Michigan, that's fudge. But if you're traveling from a place like Memphis, you can't have barbecue sauce in your check-on luggage.
What's the big deal with barbecue sauce?
Well, the TSA doesn't really like liquids, stuff like barbecue sauce or shampoo, because there is such a thing as liquid explosives, and you may be able to hide something in barbecue sauce, same as you could do with fudge.
All right, better eat that fudge up before you go on the airplane, Max. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.